Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us this morning, Liat Amara Ranish from the Jewish Agency, talking to us about 72 years since the law of return had been passed. Good morning. Thanks for joining
us. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm recovering from an illness and I'm feeling much, much better.
All right. Well, that is good to hear. Let's go back 72 years, because I think it's always important to understand a little bit of context around any law that is passed. Tell us what was happening 72 years ago when the law of return was brought onto the statute books.
So the State of Israel needed to put some law in order to adjust the right of Jews to come back to Israel, especially with the situation on the ground with a country that currently 20% of our citizens are not Jewish. And in 1950, they decided to establish the law of return. And the law was based on the racist law in Germany, allowing any Jew, son of a Jew, grandson of a Jew, to return to Israel by law.
Mm-hmm.
And once they're having that right, they literally can just pack their stuff, get the certificate, and come into Israel. We're talking about the situation now, that now we're managing that law with a lot of, different stuff that join to the table, like what does it mean that you have this right? If you're going to come and harm the country, it's not falling under the law. If you have a criminal background, you're not falling under the law. What we will consider as criminal background, what's not? I think it's incredible, and I'm always, when I'm working here, I'm telling people that for me, the ability to fall under the law of return, to open an aliyah file, it's like insurance as a Jew, something that our grandparents didn't have and just need to fight for their life. And we have that insurance. No matter where we live around the globe, we know that we have a strong state that's there for us. And when people are asking me, should I collect my document, open a file, but I'm not sure I want to make aliyah, I said, you don't need to make aliyah. You can stay here. But having your document, open an aliyah file, it's just keeping the same as your house insurance, your life insurance in some way as a Jew.
Absolutely right. Are you seeing an increase in people in South Africa opening aliyah files?
So during COVID, we saw increase. People looked to find a way to run away. From the situation. I'm not sure it was all rational. For some, it was suddenly something happening that allowed me to collect my document and to prepare myself to make aliyah. For some, it was maybe the right time. And for some, it was, wow, the world is changing. Maybe I should change as well.
Right.
This year, we're seeing the number a bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
2022, I don't think we see the same number as we saw last year. Last year, we had 570 people from the South African community making aliyah.
Right.
This year, I believe we're going to see around 400.
Right.
The winter, July, August, that it's summer in Israel, we have two big aliyah flights in July and in August, next week and beginning of August. But I don't think we're going to see the same numbers. People relax a bit, more rational, checking their opportunity. And aliyah is not for everyone, as I always say.
Absolutely.
It's a huge, huge, huge transition.
Absolutely. Liat Amar Aran, Jewish Agency Representative and Director of Israel Center here in South Africa, chatting to us. Thank you for all the work that you do.